Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Yeah, welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, the Ed Man, here to give you some of the news for the past week. And I have not gotten much sleep over the last few days. I'm telling you what, I am so tired. I watched Joe Biden's speech to stay awake. I watched it on the White House YouTube channel, which, by the way, right now, the thumbs up for the speech is 888. The thumbs down is 10,000. So the people have spoken, which means at any moment YouTube is going to take away your ability to thumbs up or thumbs down a video. But anyway, I'm watching the speech. I'm like, man, does this guy talk slow? So I get up to double the speed on the video, only to find that I had already doubled it. I was like, you got to be kidding me. So I put it on normal speed. I immediately passed out like narcolepsy. Just put me right to sleep. Joe Biden is like if white noise had legs. And, you know, I'm not the only one who feels this way, because unlike when Donald Trump was running, when Joe Biden speaks, sometimes they'll turn the camera around and you can see the audience that he's addressing. And I'm watching the Congress people that he's talking to, and they're struggling to stay awake. And what's even worse, their masks were falling asleep. And you know that you're in trouble when inanimate objects are nodding off. And, you know, I love the new conservative line, which is that... The new CDC guidelines say that if you're vaccinated, you can walk around without a mask on, right? And Joe Biden refuses to do that, right? He's always wearing a mask. So conservatives are saying that he is going against the CDC guidelines. And I think that's fantastic. Why is he actively discouraging people from getting vaccinated? I heard one float the theory that that means that they're, in a way, you could say that they're anti-vax. I mean, it's kind of a ridiculous line of attack, but it is just par for the course, because that is exactly what has been going on against conservatives. You know, you do anything and they're like, oh, you're violating the CDC guidelines. So now it's really funny to kind of hear that flip script in the other direction. Oop, I meant to say script flipped in the other direction. Ah, see, I told you I'm tired. I guess I should talk about Biden's little speech there for a while, but off the top of my head, I do remember there was one point where he said that America can compete with any country in the world. There's no reason we can't do that. There's no reason we can't do that. And then later on in the speech, he says something along the lines of, we need a $15 an hour minimum wage. There's no reason we can't do that. There's no reason we don't do that. Well, you know, those two things aren't really compatible, right? So I looked up, if they raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, which we here in Florida were dumb enough to do, but if they raise minimum wage to $15 an hour, then that means that you're going to be paying somebody something like $2,400 a month. Now, out of curiosity, I looked up China's minimum wage laws. Theirs is something like, I think when you convert it, I believe it's 280 some odd dollars a month, like almost a tenth of what we're going to raise the minimum wage to be here. So now think about that. I mean, and then we're surprised as to why companies are, you know, moving everything overseas. What else? I heard him talking about ending the Afghan war, which I think is great, and I applaud that. But the problem is that I read you that story last week that says that he's going to leave the contractors there, and he's going to leave privatized security forces. So he basically mercenaries he's leaving there. So there are still people in there on our behalf and on the behalf of the military industrial complex. So then when he went into these flowery speeches as to why we need to get out of there, that just really annoyed me, because I know he's a phony. They figured out a way to placate the American public, meanwhile still doing their little shenanigans. What else annoyed me? Oh yeah, him tuning his own horn about how great the COVID vaccination is and Now we can spend time with our loved ones, and when the loved one passes away, we can be near them instead of just having our hands up against the glass. I mean, he said that. And it's so annoying because the reason that was happening is because of the government saying that we're not allowed to do that. You know, people couldn't even go to funerals. And then he's talking about how everyone is poverty stricken because they couldn't work. And it's annoying because he's offering solutions for problems that occurred because we couldn't work. And the reason that many people couldn't work is because of the constant pressure that you were getting from the people who are on the left. Which reminds me, I've got a clip of Kamala Harris talking to somebody that was on the White House YouTube page. But to continue on, oh, and another part that annoyed me about that speech is Joe Biden going off about how millionaires and billionaires, just taking the Bernie Sanders playbook, right, have to pay their fair share. Whenever he talks about taxing people, whenever he talks about taxing the rich, realize he's talking about taxing you. I don't care how many times he spits into the camera that he's refusing to raise taxes on the middle class. That is always what is going to happen. The person who always pays a penalty when taxes are raised on anybody is going to be the middle class. The left will have you believe that they tax you so that they can take your money and give it to the poor. And that is simply not the case. They tax you so they can just take your money. And then they kind of launder it, right? They give it to their friends who give it back to them in the form of donations so they can keep spreading it around, right? There's a reason that they go into politics without much money and they come out with a lot of money. That's your money. And they pit people against each other because they want to create this dynamic where, you know, their fear is that people stop arguing and then they all turn around and face them. And then they're like, they go and they get them, right? That's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of people working out their differences. Because as much as Republicans and Democrats disagree on things, as far as the people go, there's a lot of stuff that they do agree on. And heaven help the politicians if the people ever get it together and stop fighting each other. You know, and that's why they don't want any other major parties to come into play. Because then when people have more choice, it stops becoming this left-right sort of dynamic that we've got going on right now. I mean, the progressives want to start another party. The right with the Tea Party and the Libertarians, they've wanted to start another party also forever. And even though the Libertarians have got one, they can't get any coverage. They can't get any airtime. Although I do think they finally got on the ballot in all 50 states. So I believe that that may be the case. Now, I hope that the progressives can get it together and form their own party. And I hope they never get into power because I disagree vehemently with many of their philosophies. Economically, they would totally bankrupt the country. But it would be great for people to have more choice. And I wish we could do, they'd have some great ideas like ranked choice voting. I wish we could do that. You know, if we had that, Ron Paul would have won. Of course, Bernie Sanders also would have won. But people are so afraid of losing, you know, to the other side that they don't vote for who they really want to vote for. They vote for who the establishment tells them is able to win. And that fear keeps them in check. And everyone is afraid to leave their party because if they join another party, then they feel that it's going to weaken the party that they started from. Even if that party is doing things that are not making them happy, they will stick with the party just because they just one more election, just one more, because this is the most important one. This election is the most important election of our life, and we can't leave for this one. Next time, we'll get another party, you know, going, and we'll get it together. But not this time. We must win. Do you want the Democrats to win? They're doing the same thing. The Democrats are, I mean, you know, I travel in those internet circles. They're doing the same thing. Bernie Sanders had it in the bag for the left. And they were so worried. They were so worried that the that Donald Trump was going to win again. And the establishment floated out there, and they successfully did it, you know, with a message, with all the bots that they hire and things. And they convinced people that only Joe Biden could win and that Bernie Sanders had no chance. And even that wasn't getting them. So then they had to make deals, right? And all of those Democrat candidates dropped out. Remember that? They all dropped out at the same time for no reason and just gave it to Joe Biden. And then he took it. Joe Biden was actually trailing, but he was the establishment candidate, and they got him in there. Same thing with Kamala Harris, right? They were trying to push her for a little bit, and then Tulsi Gabbard just destroyed her. But the establishment wanted her really badly, too. And so they ended up getting her. Joe Biden doesn't like her. But for some reason, he picked a vice president that got blown out early in the game. And brought her back to life, brought her back in. And every time she looks at Joe Biden, she kind of sees like herself in his suit with a crown on her head, right? You know, you ever see those old cartoons where a character is really hungry and they look at somebody and the other person turns out like a drumstick or something? That's how Kamala Harris looks at Joe Biden. She cannot wait for her time to shine. But, you know, she gets in there. It won't be because she was elected. Heck, in my opinion, even Joe Biden wasn't elected. I think that whole thing was a scam and a fraud. And I surely do hope that the Republicans get their ish together for the next elections. And that's why they want to pass H.R. 1 so badly. Joe Biden pushed that too. He made some phony BS statements about this insurrection in the Capitol, and then he tied that in saying that, but we overcame that as America, we overcame that. And then then he tied it into when we voted and the vote worked, we should preserve that, but Republicans want to tear it down. That's why we need to have HR1, which is going to basically legalize cheating in elections is what it's going to do. It's going to take the pandemic rules and make them permanent. The BS pandemic rules that got us this cluster, and it's going to codify them for forever. What else did Biden talk about that teased me off? Oh, yeah, taking credit for the economy. So he's saying that the economy is roaring back, and it's because of him, and he accomplished it all in 100 days. So let me understand. They said that how long before the economy went down because of COVID? Like, you know, 3 years in. So 3 years in, Donald Trump can't get any credit because they said it was all Barack Obama is the reason why the economy was doing so well under Donald Trump. He just continued Barack Obama's plan. That was the line, right? And yet, in 100 days, Joe Biden gets credit for the jobs report, for the economy coming back to the degree that it has, and for the vaccinations that have been passed out. All of that is Joe Biden, the giant saggy huevos on this guy, to go all those years saying that it was Barack Obama's economy, and then it tanks. Then it's Trump's economy again, and then Joe Biden comes in, and then it's the Democrats' economy again, right? The Trump gets no credit, no matter what he does. He just can't get even an ounce of it. It went from, there's no way that we can develop a vaccination that fast, to Kamala Harris saying, I'm not going to get the vaccination if it's under Trump, to everyone needs to get vaccinated, and they're kicking around the idea of making it mandatory. They're so bad. They're so bad and so transparent. Luckily, the press is standing by to call them out. Did you catch the little real-time lie tracker that they had going on with Joe Biden? Oh, you didn't? Oh, they didn't have one? Well, what a surprise. What happened to all the real-time fact checkers that we used to have? You know, when they were doing that stuff, believe it or not, even though it was so obvious that they were doing it because it was Donald Trump, so obvious, I thought, well, you know what? This might actually be a good idea. If the press from now on actually keeps track of the number of lies that are said in a speech, or not even the number, just you know, fact-checking the statements that are made, then maybe we'll be in better shape, you know? Nope. No way. As a matter of fact, Joe Biden, oh, man. So there is a provision. Let's see if I can remember how this goes. Joe Biden is making the statement that they're going to cut child poverty in half. He's referring to a bill which had a provision in it that a study was done saying that the child poverty level would be cut in half if the bill passes with a provision. Well, they took the provision out, but the rhetoric stays in. So they're still touting the BS, based on a flimsy study anyway, that child poverty is going to be cut in half. Well, let's find out. Okay, I'm a futurist. I'm a psychic. I'm a psychic. I know child poverty is not going to be cut in half over the next year. I just know that's the case. Don't ask me how. Don't ask me how I do. I just get these flashes. I'm like Kreskin or who's that other dude with the quatrains and things like that? I'm Nostradamus, but with politics. I know what's going to happen. And what's going to happen with child poverty is nothing. It's not going to get cut in half. And speaking of children, I know this gets brought up every time this subject comes around, but what happened to the kids in cages, people? Where did they all go? They're just gone. They just don't care anymore. You know, pictures have come out with these kids like stacked on top of each other. Who is that that Republican? She went to Biden's speech there in Congress, I think, with a blanket, you know, a silver blanket kind of underlying the the problems. But we'll see what gets done. You know, AOC is no longer an anti-establishment person. Now, she loves the establishment. Sometimes, you know, she comes out with a tweet. But as far as her voting goes, and as far as much of her rhetoric nowadays, she loves the establishment. You know, you get that picture of her next to Nancy Pelosi, right? She said that Joe Biden's administration has surpassed progressive expectations. So the far left is livid. They're so mad right now because remember the squad that they sent? Well, they're doing zero, right? The donut, bupkis, nada, nothing, nuka, nadia, not at all. They're not doing anything up there. They're sitting on their hands and they're defending the establishment. And nobody knows how this happened, but they know it happened. And it's great. I mean, they are like Charlie Brown in the football. I've never seen this happen so many times to a body politic ever. And to see the progressives keep getting screwed over and over and over again and not ever learn the lesson. Every time they think it's going to be different, and every time it's the same. The politician promises them the moon and then just doesn't deliver, and then they're all mad about it, but they can't do anything about it. This is why Hillary Clinton was so confident that she was going to win, because she's like, where are they going to go? Every single year, the progressives keep voting for the Democrat no matter what. Now, that year was a little bit of an exception because they were still hot over Bernie Sanders. And so a lot of them didn't vote. And Donald Trump, even though he gets all this criticism from the Democrats, you know, they demonize him. Let's admit it, guys. He's basically a liberal, right? He's a moderate, a little bit liberal. But you know what? I would rather have a somewhat of a liberal who creates peace in the Middle East than this walking warmonger, in my opinion, because you know what? If Joe Biden is talking about pulling out of Afghanistan, even if he's giving it kind of lip service, I'd rather have that. If we can stay out of Iran, I'll give him some credit. I don't see that happening, though. But with Donald Trump, you know, at least peace in the Middle East was a glimmer. There was a glimmer of hope for it, you know, gone now. Well, we'll see what happens. I hope Trump is healthy enough to run in the next election. You know, Mitt Romney was just giving a speech at the Utah GOP and was loudly booed and kind of, I mean, they heckled. And it's just great to see. So if you have a chance, look that up. It's fantastic. And, you know, there have been stories coming out that across several of these states where the vote was close, they're recounting things again. And, you know, they're trying to stop the vote from being counted. Why would they want to do that? Don't we want a free and fair election? Don't we want to count every vote? Doesn't every vote count? What happened to that? We don't care anymore all of a sudden? We don't want to see what actually happened and who the real winner is? I mean, doesn't it kind of make sense that despite all of the left-right hullabaloo that we've got going on in the country, that there are people who really do want the vote to be properly counted? I know that I would. You know, even though I've got my favorite, and I'm not saying I could completely eliminate any, you know, all biases that I have, but I genuinely would want the vote to be counted correctly, no matter who the winner would be. Aren't there enough people out there like that, that maybe will find out the truth someday, if there's a truth to be found out? And I sincerely believe there is. I think with the factors that were happening at the time of the election, that there's really no way that Trump could have lost. Now, I mean, it's possible I'm delusional. I mean, maybe I just have such a, you know, like they say, a bubble, right? I'm just in a bubble. But like I said, I explore all sides of this stuff. I don't think that's the case at all. I really do think a lot of fraud took place. And I watched the state hearings, and I think that if you watched them, that you wouldn't have any doubt about it either, that a lot of election fraud took place, or at least enough to swing the election. And if you've seen the clips of videos that I've seen and the audio that I just have not seen on mainstream media, I think you would be of the same mind. Would it be wild? Would it be crazy if enough people banded together, Republicans and Democrats or whoever, and found out the truth and the election was reversed? Now, I'm not saying that I think that's going to happen. What I'm saying is that would be the craziest thing, because what else would they do? If they count the votes and they find out that Trump actually did win, then are they going to just recall the election? How does that even work? I would love to see that happen. And if Trump gets in, does he start then? Is that day one of the presidency, or do they count Biden's, you know, first 100 days or whatever he's been in there for now? Like Johnny Carson would say, weird, wild stuff, right? All right, guys, I got to go. Let me leave you with one more story. And this was published May 1st here today. This is from Business and Politics, Culture and Society. Are fully vaccinated liberals afraid to remove their masks because they'll look like Republicans? Wow. You know, I don't know if that is the case. Let me read down the article here. You know, I mean, trapped by their own words and actions. Oh, I would love it if this story is true. It probably isn't. It probably is not. It sounds too good to be true. But that would be so funny. The division is so deep inside of these liberals that they're afraid of how they're going to be treated by other liberals. That is really a little bit of commentary, isn't it? All right, guys, I got to go. Thanks for listening to me. I got to get some sleep. I'm the Ed Man. This has been the How to Kill an Hour radio show. We'll do it again next week. Have a good one, everybody. See ya.